This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Franey.
All right, hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And welcoming new sponsor, Bootleg Inc. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Yeah. All that is left. Great parts.
We're going to talk about the parts later on. Still talking to Sam Huber because we had a phone call come in about the interwebs. Have you guys looked at that by chance, Sam?
I haven't looked into it. I haven't, but now I'm concerned. I'm going to be reading up on that, that's for sure.
I guess we're going to find out on Monday. As to what happens to that. But, I mean, that doesn't mean that we still won't be able to. If that were to happen and we could get up and running, I'd just bring every sponsor on the show every day. And we would do things that way. Yeah. Food for thought. I will have to keep that in the back of my head. My guys, you guys will still be there, right? Dan and Dan, right? The Dans will be there, right? They're not. Yeah, there we go. It's okay for you guys to talk to me when I ask you to talk to me. Because when you're nodding, I don't even know it. But I'm pretty sure they were nodding. So we'll be here. We'll be here fighting the fight. I was asking you prior to the internet, food for thought, about concealed carry in schools, gun-free zones. What do you think about those? Yeah, what did you find out about those? Where is it permissible? You say it's sort of dicey, sort of hard to do. Tell us about it.
Well, the thing is, like I said, according to federal law, and that information is really easy to find. I mean, it's on Wikipedia, all sorts of other places, you can find links to the actual federal law itself. It actually gives an exemption toward, to people who have a concealed carry license. So, federally, it's legal for a person with a license to carry on school grounds. It's state law. Therefore, that controls, the more proximate restriction. So, once I saw that, I just, started looking at various state regulations, and that's when I discovered it. So it's like, okay, obviously this is a more of a state issue, and that's actually something I've found a lot when it comes to concealed carry. In a broader sense, not just carrying in schools. On a federal level, there actually aren't too many concealed carry regulations. It's just that, you know, there are certain areas where you can't carry, federal courthouses, prisons and federal buildings, unless you're either local law enforcement or a federal law. Outside of that, and a few other regulations regarding purchases, there really aren't a heck of a lot of federal laws, regarding concealed carry. That's why there's, and that's the reason why we have, so many issues regarding reciprocity. We don't have federal reciprocity except for the, LEOSA Act, so we're law enforcement. But that's just the thing that's just one of the things I'm finding the more of these things that I look into. Is the discrepancy between what federal law says and what state law says. So everybody out there, it's therefore really. I mean, I can provide as much information as possible, as much information as reasonable. But everybody out there, it really behooves you to educate yourself on your state laws, so you know how to carry within the scope and bounds of the laws that you have to live under.
Now, in California, where it's almost impossible to get a concealed carry permit, the ones that did have a concealed carry permit could carry everywhere cops could, right?
More or less, yeah. There is, of course, there are a few exceptions, of course, but that being said, California, actually, if you can get the permit, you do get a fair number of privileges, but the thing is, getting the permit is so spotty. It's all controlled by the, either municipal or county law enforcement agency. So some county sheriffs, I seem to remember a court case not too long ago where a county sheriff in California was actually getting in trouble because they figured out that he was only basically issuing concealed carry permits to friends. To people who are politically connected, whereas other sheriffs, as so long as you met the requirements and you weren't clearly a danger to society, they just had a clean record up to that point. Other sheriffs were much more amenable to granting people a permit, which is obviously that's really inconsistent, and I imagine that has to be really, really frustrating for a lot of Californians.
Yeah, now I think they've rescinded the part where they can carry in schools, so that means they solved a problem that didn't exist, because I don't know of any instance in California where a concealed carry permit holder shot somebody in a school.
No, it really is a problem that doesn't exist, and honestly, it's much the same with so many other gun regulations. I mean, think about magazine capacity. Yeah. What does that necessarily solve? Reloading a semi-automatic weapon, be it a pistol or a rifle, even to the complete novice, is very, very quickly done. Provided they have loaded loaded backup magazine.
That's right.
A person who's determined to carry out an atrocity, they're going to be able to speed through those reloads no problem. Whether it's limited to 8 rounds or 10 rounds, that's not going to be too much of a barrier. And there are videos that are showing this,
I've seen them.
Most people have, and honestly, that's a problem that didn't need to be solved. But for some reason, some people think that does need to be, in the state of Massachusetts and also the state of California, they have magazines or silencers. There's the other one. or suppressors, rather, because they don't silence a thing.
they just reduce that crack a little bit, don't they?
Yeah, it's an attenuation of usually somewhere about 20 decibels. If for the most part, there are some that will attenuate more noise than that, but for the most part, it's just an attenuation of about 20 decibels. Which if you were to put a silencer on a gun and shoot it without wearing ear protection, that's still enough to instantly start damaging hearing. So it's not going to fool anybody, really.
About to run out of time here. You can find the stuff that Sam does at aliengearholsters.com/blog. It's up there 5 times a week. Thank you for joining me. We'll do it again soon.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction. Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
From the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. quality is the difference.
And welcoming new sponsor, Primary Weapon Systems. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time.
Because it's time.
G-Code, best holster out there outside the waistband, known to man. Most indestructible, no way to break them. Check them out. Media, oh biased media, please, pretty please never change because of me. During the debate between Trump and Clinton, Trump cited the FBI annual crime report. And he asserted that crime had jumped dramatically in the past year, that Obama's policies were to blame, that Hillary Clinton would continue that failed record, and that electing him was the solution to the problem. Enter John Pfaff of the reliably left-wing The Nation, and he was so concerned about Trump positioning himself as a law and order candidate, and over Trump's hammering of Obama's legacy as president. Everybody's concerned. Obama is very concerned about his legacy. That he hammered out an article noting that 2015's temporary jump in violent crime is just a blip on an overall trend that has driven violent crime to historic lows. He writes, despite the increases cited in yesterday's FBI report, the rise in murders in 2015 was the largest in both absolute and percentage terms since crime started dropping in the early 1990s. The United States remains an historically safe place to live. The murder rate in 2015 is still lower than it was in 2009. And before 2009, the last time the murder rate was as low was in 1964. Overall, 2015 had the third lowest violent crime rate since at least 1970, and probably even before that, since our older crime stats likely understate crime much more than they do today. Yes, crime went up in 2015, but crime remained at near historic levels in 2015, too. Historic lows, that is. Both of those statements can be and are true. Despite the rise in violent crime, we remain safer today than we have been in decades. Pfaff inadvertently admits that which must not be admitted. He admits that the epidemic of gun violence, which has been a Democratic talking point for all left-wing Democrats in recent years, including Clinton and O'Malley and, to a degree, Sanders in the run-up to this presidential race, House Minority Leader Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, and others are directly and boldly lying to their constituents. Barack Obama lied to you, America. Harry Reid lied to you. Nancy Pelosi lied to you. Hillary Clinton is still lying to you. And while she's lying to you, she's claiming that that's one of the reasons you should elect her to be the president of the United States. I do like her. I do like her. Her slogan, "Stronger Together." But we got to put her out to pasture first before we're together. Okay. This is the second time people have started ganging up and talking about Obama's inner city policies, liberals' inner city policies, where first it was Josh Earnest. He had to get out there and say, well, crime's historically low. Okay, so we don't need gun control, do we, buddies? Because under Obama, I mean, you know, this guy is the biggest gun salesman we've ever had, ever. He's responsible for, what, roughly 30% of the guns that are out there today? He is responsible for, solely responsible for it. Why he's so good for the Second Amendment. He hasn't really done anything to the Second Amendment. And there's more gun owners, there's more guns out there, and crime is still historically low. Thank you, Mr. Pfaff. Thank you, Josh Earnest, spokeshole for the White House. Thank you for admitting that, because now we can look at Hillary and say, you need to move on to something else. You need to move on to something else. Lie about something else. Try to get a hold of those eyes. Make them aim in one direction, please. You're creeping me out. That's what Hillary needs to be doing. That somebody right now, maybe this guy's getting fired from the Nation. That was a major gaffe. That was a major getting off of these people. No, Sam is good to go. Sam is gone. Sam is good to go. These people are so concerned with Barack Obama's legacy that they're wrecking Clinton's campaign doing it. This is one of her major talking points. I'm going to take on the gun lobby. I'm going to take on the gun dealers. I'm going to take on the NRA. And then this yahoo comes out, you know, from the Nation, this left-wing yahoo, John Pfaff. He rolls up and he says, well, you know, crime's low. Did he not get the journalist memo? What caused that? It makes me wonder. Makes me laugh, too. I'm real sorry. That's funny. That's just funny. This is Trump in that debate, okay? By stirring this up, Trump was the political equivalent of the guy they send downfield on a kickoff to hit the wedge. You know, the guy that's there to disrupt the blocking wedge. He disrupted the blocking wedge, all of the blocking wedge. Obama was in the wedge. Clinton was in the wedge. Pelosi, Reid, they're in the wedge. We've been having these traveling parties of guys around here in South Carolina being part of the wedge. And guess what? John Pfaff just shot them all down. I'll be using this against them. I hope it causes them a great deal of consternation and worry. Because it's causing me an awful lot of humor. It is. So, I've been dying to tell you that. I just lined everybody up. And I'm glad I got that out of my system. Got that off my chest. That's good stuff. When we get back, we're going to talk about the next debate because the positioning is working out quite sublimely. This is Lock and Load.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And welcoming new sponsor, Bootleg Inc. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Uh-huh.
That's it. All that is left is to build it. There are a lot of people that were disappointed by Trump's performance in the first debate. Let's look at what he did do. Because we know what he did do now, because it's a few days later. We know that he managed to convince a lot of independents that he's being mischaracterized and caricatured. That's how some things are polling that way. We found out that they think he really is a normal guy. Maybe a little more exuberant, but essentially normal, under control and disciplined. To the point that he's now considered a plausible choice. There are those that believe that his handler suggested that he drink water whenever he felt the urge to interrupt or insult or felt himself losing it. Now, at the time when they were, when there was a 16 other candidates, he mocked Marco Rubio for drinking lots of water during debates. But as with all things Trump, the alternative is going to be Hillary. So stay hydrated by all means. For those that think it seemed like kind of a draw, I mean, I wanted him to hit her harder on the emails, the Clinton Foundation, the speaking fees, her 25 years of public scandals, even how she lied about her name. But really, his most important job was to seem presidential, wasn't it? No matter what, to seem plausible. And in that, he succeeded, much as he benefited when he shared a stage in the podium with the Mexican president, with marble walls between them as two world leaders. He was sharing the stage, split screen with the Secretary of State, the Democrats' candidate for president, and he managed to emerge plausible. Despite, and this is very important, there's been hundreds of millions of dollars spent on calling him a monster. The mere sight of him in a one-on-one with Hillary Clinton legitimized him for independence as a real candidate. So in that sense, he won a split decision very narrowly. But the independents are going to be what matter a lot in this. Black votes, independents. That's going to be where Hillary's going to lose a lot of things. Now, Clinton, on the other hand, I've looked at the video. I'm glad that I didn't watch it live. She had this constant false laughing and this big, toothy, smiley grin. And it was like she considered Trump to be the biggest buffoon, the funniest big dude. So comical that you honestly could not help laughing. But he was fine. He was serious and there was nothing to laugh at, reflecting that her laugh and toothy smile is phony. Now, as it is always. Lester Holt, the moderator, was profoundly one-sided. He interrupted Trump constantly, 41 times, rarely Hillary, 7 times. He tried a few Candy Crowley moments when he interjected his views on the constitutionality of stop and frisk. That's Hillary's job, if she wishes to interject along those lines, but not the moderator's. He asked Trump 5 hard follow-up questions. He asked Hillary not 1. And whereas moderators like Crowley, beat McCain and Romney into submission, because these genteel nominees were oh so polite and well-mannered, Trump couldn't have cared less. When Holt corrected Trump, Trump stood his ground and restated his positions in contradiction to Holt. When Holt tried to cut him off, Trump gently continued to talk. It is not elegant to stand up to bias, and maybe Frank Luntz's sample viewers dialed back their devices, but the alternative to standing up is getting crushed. As Crowley did to Romney. Because Lester Holt was so predictably biased, I didn't have any problem with Trump refusing to answer certain questions and instead answering his own questions. And that's what he's been doing the whole time. He's been changing the tone of the interview. He's been challenging the media. Media is constantly out there thinking they're in charge of this and in charge of that and trying to influence opinion. He is having none of it. He did get baited. Trump got baited into defending extensively on his taxes and the birther stuff. But if I were him, on taxes, I would have said, Lester, get the IRS to stop its audit. Or better, Hillary, get Koshkinen to stop the audit, and I will release taxes. Hey, Lester, when tonight are you going to ask her to release her 33,000 deleted emails? And when are you going to ask her to release the transcripts of those secret Wall Street speeches where they paid her $225,000 for each 15-minute speech? And as far as the birther issue, we know that that is a Sidney Blumenthal origination. Lester, the whole thing was spread by Hillary Clinton's veteran henchman, Sidney Blumenthal. I just happen to have me a copy of the news item where the guy from the McClatchy newspapers tells how he was pressed by Mr. Blumenthal to send a reporter to Kenya to check out where Obama was born. In fact, I have a second copy of the article, which I would appreciate, Lester, if you could hand to Hillary. And speaking of Hillary's close advisor, Sidney Blumenthal, when are you going to ask Hillary about Sidney Blumenthal's private emails to her on her unsecure private server? And since he was advising her on Benghazi, Lester, when are you going to ask Hillary about Benghazi and about Sidney Blumenthal's role in secretly advising her while he was on the payroll of the Clinton Foundation? And, hey, Lester, when are you going to ask her about the Clinton Foundation and how it took money from regimes that oppress women and murder gay people, and how she gave special treatment as Secretary of State to the donors of the Clinton Foundation? Then if, you know, Holt had to come back to the Bertha thing, I just keep repeating the lines I just repeated. Hillary's mouth got drier and drier as the debate progressed. That means despite her laughing and toothy smiling, she was more stressed and anxious than she showed. You could hear it. I do not believe most non-Democrats give a hoot about Trump's taxes or what he is worth or how he is stiffed in business or what he gives in charity. We just would like to know what he will do to protect the homeland, improve the economy, and secure the federal judiciary from the Supreme Court to the federal appellate courts down to the district courts. All this birther and taxes stuff, that's all sideshow. And it fascinates the media and the Dems, but it doesn't mean anything. Not now. That's in the rearview mirror. And if Trump really is under such an audit, and we, you know, then he shouldn't be releasing his taxes. Any tax release would lead to the media to poke around and embarrass the auditors into chasing down every single possible point of contention, including those that otherwise would not bother with, and taking a hard line with Blumenthal on every single point of dispute, lest they be accused of going soft on him. So release those 33,000 emails, and I'll release my taxes. But this next debate, this is going to be good. I think Trump has been quite savvy and cagey in this. We're going to see where it goes, though. We're going to see where it goes. But when we get back, we're going to talk about polls, because that's something you shouldn't be paying any attention to. This is Lock and Load.
Know about RVs? You've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food storage. I love to eat. Yum!
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, last time on the firing line, and coming to you live on the from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
The best tactical holster known to man. And welcoming new sponsor, Primary Weapons Systems. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time. Indeed it is. Snap polls. You know what I'm talking about? A snap poll is where they're trying to run something to try to make you think something different from most of the time what's really happening. Now, if you go back and start looking, searching snap polls, Univision had a snap poll going on that had Clinton beating Trump 9-1. Now, that created a little bit of excitement, especially among those who were probably clicking the website saying Clinton had destroyed Trump. Univision's numbers had two problems. It was not scientific or a real poll, and it did not even reflect Mr. Trump's standing with Hispanics. Now, while everybody was watching this nonsense and watching these talking heads, I prefer to watch and get the transcripts, and I prefer to watch the highlights later without the talking heads there to help me out with that. So I was watching YouTube. I know that there was a Blue Jays Orioles game on too, so maybe some of you were watching that as well. Snap polls are bad. I am not one that likes them. They mean nothing, and they end up creating confusion about the state of the race. Now, to be fair, most of the snap polls actually had Trump winning. Even the CNN poll, Clinton 62-27 over Trump, had so many caveats that you had to learn Latin to understand it. And while it handed the victory overwhelmingly to Clinton, it was more mixed on whether the debate will make a difference, with 47% saying it will not affect their vote, 34% saying it moved them towards Clinton, and 18% towards Trump. And what's and that's the serious poll of the night, you know. 62% say Clinton won, but 47% say it doesn't matter. So what were these people watching? Were they watching a debate or a film? The moral of the story is that there's too many snap polls, and they don't mean anything. And the debate really did little to change the race. Trump missed some very fat pitches, and Clinton's permanent smile looked as if she were a portrait rather than a human being. Perhaps maybe embalmed. I'm not sure how I'd put it. But it had little impact on the voters. Here's two more things to consider. First thing, the media is in the tank for Hillary Clinton, but this is actually hurting her, as Michael Goodwin noted. But here's the other side of the story. Trump won't suffer much voter pain, certainly not enough to put victory out of reach. His secret weapon is that his core supporters, including many independents, distrust the media nearly as much as they distrust Clinton. Consider that while most media professionals said Clinton won the debate, most online polls of viewers had Trump winning. Now, think about that. The talking heads who are in the tank for Clinton said she won, but all of the independent online polls had Trump winning. Second, we're two nations speaking two languages, as Barry Castleman wrote recently. The elites say free trade. Look at maps and economic theories. The people between the coasts here, free trade, and they see their plan or job leaving. Donald Trump is speaking the language between the coasts, and that's why he's in this race. And, you know, snap polls are, well, they need to go away. Now, another thing that Trump could do if he were to win would be to gut the arms trade treaty. See, the global population does not understand our hunger for personal weapons. Our closets are swollen with weapons and ammunition, and yet some of us want some more. And we can't ever seem to get enough of something. Part of our behavior is because personal weapons are great for the defense of ourselves and our families. And we know that the government is not able to protect us now in this very moment. We know that during certain major crises, such as a massive flood, the government cannot protect us tomorrow. But we want our guns for far more than our loved ones' lives. Our guns mark us as free men and women. We American gun owners are the final bastion of freedom on earth. On earth in this era. We've been lied to about how dangerous our behavior is to our loved ones in order to frighten us into peacefully giving up our weapons for their promised safety. And we've been falsely demonized. It'd be nice to have a president who's on our side because his sons seem to certainly be on our side. But some of us, close to 20% of the Republicans, are so stupid that they refuse to support Trump because he's too crude and not conservative enough. Trump is a mercenary. Okay? He is a capitalistic mercenary. And as such, I got no problems with him. I was a guest on another show tonight, and they were asking me about Trump, and I just, you know, I said he's not anything other than a capitalist. He's not a Republican. He's not a Democrat. He's a businessman. He's used to solving problems. He'll go in any direction he has to solve those problems, and that's just the way it is. That's what businessmen do. They're looking for a way to solve an issue. Always looking for a way to solve an issue. And, sometimes that takes people in directions they don't want to necessarily go. But while they're sitting around not supporting Trump, they're basically missing the point. People are tired of them being lied to. They're tired of quote unquote conservatives telling them what they think they want to hear and then not doing it when they get into office. They're tired of politicians not performing. It's a performance-based profession, and they're not putting any numbers up. They're not changing anything. They're not moving the chains. They're not stopping the president. So, having said all of that, America is ready for a change. And the reason they're resisting is because they know it will change their dynamic as well. So, bear that in mind as we go forward. We've got a lot of things we can possibly accomplish in the next 4 years, and we'll see where we get it. But we know where we go with Clinton. We know exactly what she's going to do. And you can have it your way as far as that goes. We'll see what the I don't believe any of the stuff that I've seen or heard. Because all along they've been saying that Trump can't win, that he can't win, that he can't win, that he can't win. And he's had hundreds of millions of dollars spent against him. And it hadn't worked out that way. So clearly there's something going on here that there's more than meets the eye. We'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. It's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.